Welcome to Momentum Magnet, a podcast to inspire your growth. I'm Karen Morales, and your host in helping you find ways to make positive changes for your business, health, relationships, and life. We always have a path to a happier ending, so let's get started today. Hello, and welcome to Momentum Magnet. Today, we are talking about the infamous COVID pivot. We wanted to bring in, over the series of the next few months, some of the entrepreneurs that really used this pandemic to pivot their business and solidify a new vision for their branded business. And today, I have the pleasure of introducing a local photographer, Kara Sulia, who's here to talk about the Front Steps Project. If you hadn't heard about it, you should have. It was a global social movement that raised $3.5 million while local photographers photographed families in isolation during COVID-19. It started here in my local hometown. It went global. They were covered on every major news network and even published a book for this holiday season. I wanted to start by welcoming Kara to the show today. Hey, Kara.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited because this was such a fun journey to watch, not only as a personal friend, but as a member of the local community. So I think that, you know, today's purpose is really to help people understand how sometimes curveballs can be life's opportunity. And your particular story did a beautiful job in bringing that vision to life. So let's start with, you know, today we're on the year anniversary of when we first got the news that life as we know it was shutting down. March 12th, 2020 was a big day for all of us. So talk to us a little bit about where were you in March of 2020 and how did you go from a pandemic shutdown photographer to a global sensation?
Sensation is a strong word.
I was wondering
if it was a coincidence that this show was on the anniversary, and I thought that was really neat that today is the day to the year, the last day my kids went to school, and then they never went back. It's an interesting anniversary to be having this conversation. So basically, in March of 2020, I was doing all the things that photographers do in the early springtime, making all the plans. I have been a newborn and family photographer for the last decade, and I also photograph preschools. And so as you can imagine, the schools shut down. On March 12th, we got the notice in Needham, and all the surrounding towns got the same notice. Schools are not going to be operating for the next few weeks. We thought it was a few weeks, but the schools that I had scheduled stopped, and any newborns I had scheduled were postponed. And I was really looking into a big abyss of what am I going to do for the next few weeks? And my natural inclination as a photographer really is to just always be documenting life, what is happening around me. And I had this urge to kind of document what was happening. I could feel, it felt like this historical time that was about to happen to all of us. And I had this urge to kind of document, but I really wasn't sure how. And so that's kind of where I was at in March 2020. I have three kids at home. They were suddenly remote schooling. My husband was working from home, and I had all of my work canceled. So that's where I was at that moment.
So March of 2020, you were essentially canceled, like everybody else, you know, pre-cancel culture, right? You were canceled. The kids were home. You had a full household. And photography in people's homes, especially with their brand new babies, didn't really seem like it was going to be a hot thing for a while.
Right. That's exactly it. So basically what happened was I have a good friend, Kristen Collins, who is a PR and marketing consultant. And we're friends, but we also work together on a professional level. And we had just met that week, and we were talking about what we're going to be working on in the next couple of months, marketing strategies. And that day I saw her, and I had told her about two new preschools I had. Everything shut down. And then she texted me, "I have an idea." And I was like, okay, I'm all ears. What's your idea? And she said, what do you think about trying to take pictures of all these people that are suddenly home? And as soon as she said it, I had goosebumps. I was like, this is something good. And my first thing that popped into my mind was I could just picture people on their front steps. And I said, I told her, let's see if people might be interested. Everybody's home, you know, unless you're working in healthcare or you're a frontline worker. For the most part, a lot of families were home together and kind of getting sick of each other and looking for something to do. And so I reached out to a few friends at first to just kind of bounce the idea off them to see if they'd be interested, and they loved it. So that's really where it all got started. And there was a lot of back and forth before we launched the project on March 17th. So there was a few days between March 12th and March 17th with a lot of back and forth and planning. And I took a few initial photographs of friends and families, friends' families. And I also took my own family's photo. That was the kickoff photo on March 18th.
And the beautiful part about it was you looked at doing this a little bit differently, right? You were going and taking pictures in a safe distance of families on their steps, but it wasn't the traditional pay to play, right? They weren't cutting you necessarily a check to say, hey, Kara, here's, you know, $100 for our setting. Can you talk a little bit about how you made this into a philanthropic enterprise as well?
Right. So the idea started out as just let's document what's happening. And then it was another layer of, well, we really could do something to help out our community. And it really didn't feel to me like the right time to be charging money. It just didn't set right with me. And so we talked to several people in town, and we finally settled on the Needham Community Council, which is a really well-known organization in our town that has a food pantry and a thrift shop and has a lot of different services. And it's just, that was one of the keys to the success in our town, was that it was a well-known charity that people wanted to support. Families were looking for a way to help out. They were bored. They wanted something to do. Photographers were out of work. And it was like the stars were aligned of why this succeeded. So we offered literally less than 5 minutes, 2 minutes it took me to take each family's photo. And then in exchange for receiving the digital file, they would make a donation of their choice to the Needham Community Council.
I mean, and she's not kidding, because I remember when my family had her picture taken, I had the fun pandemic pleasure of breaking both my feet during the pandemic. I mean, if you couldn't make it already bad enough, I decided to take it to a whole new level, right? So I had a broken ankle and a broken foot and a torn MCL. And you texted me to say, I'm leaving the previous house. I will be there in 2 minutes. Well, at that point in time, it took me about 7 minutes to get up from the couch and hobble to the front door. And I'm like, girlfriend, I cannot move that back.
I remember that day.
Slow your roll.
So I was like, I'll circle around the block a couple times.
Because we also were so afraid at that moment in time. We didn't even want to be like dwindling in the airspace in front of people's homes, right? It was a very different time. So you took pictures in this community, but the idea spread so fast. Can you talk a little bit about how long it went from being a local initiative to being a local, meaning Massachusetts initiative, to boom, 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 out and out and out?
Sure. So it was very fast. The very first day I posted my family's photo, I got a message through Instagram from someone through NECN, which is our local NBC News, who wanted to do a story. And that next day we did the story while I was photographing some families. They followed me and then they interviewed the families. And that was the first media attention we had. That story was flagged to be a national story on NBC. And at that point, then people all over the country saw it. And I started to receive messages from photographers, because as a photographer on Instagram, primarily my audience is photographers. That's just how it is. So they all saw it and then started messaging me to ask if they could copy the idea. And because it was a philanthropic project, I had no problem with saying, yes, please go for it. Like, make it your own. And Kristen wrote up a playbook of kind of 5 steps to make your own front steps project. And I then started messaging, and I'm not exaggerating, hundreds of messages from photographers started to come in. And I would sit and copy and paste, copy and paste, copy and paste this message, which was a link to a playbook of how to make your own Front Steps project, which basically said, set up a GoFundMe, pick a charity that means something to you, that will be helpful to your community, get your families and your neighbors on board, and just start doing it, and please be safe about it. So on the 22nd, which was just 4 days after I posted my first photo, CNN called, and I actually thought it was spam because it's like, you know, this is not my life. Like, I don't do interviews with CNN regularly. They actually texted me because they got my number on my website and assumed it was a cell phone, and they texted me and they said, this is CNN. We want to do an article. And so that actually, it was before Sunday, because Sunday night is when the article was published on the 22nd. And that was really when things got crazy. I would say that was the beginning of it going viral, because CNN, it was on their homepage Sunday night. I immediately got calls from friends that are in different parts of the country saying, girlfriend, you're on CNN right now on the homepage. And it was a very incredibly surreal feeling, just all of the attention that I was getting for this project. And the message then became like thousands of messages. It was just a completely overwhelming response from around the world.
And I think it's really important just to reiterate to everyone listening that this is in the first week of this endeavor, right? You're getting picked up into the national news. And I think as someone who runs a marketing agency and has worked with many big brands on big and small ideas, this is the power of a good idea. And a power of a good idea starts with a universal truth and a powerful insight. And the insight that drove all of this was this idea that people are home and together in their personal, their personal houses for the first time together in a long time. And let's take advantage of capturing that slice of life and that piece of history, which is probably why the idea exploded so quickly. So now CNN calls, you're on the homepage, you've gone from hundreds of Instagram DMs to thousands. What do you do next?
We try to manage it as best we can. So Kristen was really like the central person that was managing all the data of the people that we were. Now remember, we were still photographing hundreds of people in Needham while trying to manage the interest from the media and manage the interest from photographers all over the world. I was still going out every morning and every afternoon. We enlisted three other photographers in our town to help because we photographed over 800 families in a very short amount of time. Even though these were short photo shoots, it was time consuming. I would go out for a couple hours at a time and photograph approximately 30 to 40 families. I brought my daughter with me, my 11-year-old daughter. She was my co-pilot, my GPS person. And it was an amazing experience to be with her and have this time alone with her, and we'll never forget it. Like, we had so much fun, all the snacks. So we're managing so many different things, not sleeping, running on so much coffee. And media is not necessarily my forte. Like, I'm a photographer. I am not a public speaker. I like to be behind the camera. This is new for me. I was really nervous when I had that first interview, and then to talk to CNN on the phone for an hour, and they did this. That was a little bit easier than being on camera. But Kristen was fielding these media interests and setting up the interviews because they wanted to talk to me. I had become the spokesperson because I was the first person to be on camera, and I was the photographer doing all the work. So we were on Good Morning America, we were in People Magazine, we were in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Chronicle, which is a local show, did a nice piece on us. We were ABC National News with Amy Robach. Like, I was beside myself, like just constantly in a little bit of a state of nerves. and also really just overwhelmed.
It is overwhelming. And then you get the really funny part that, you know, most of us were wearing our, you know, Zoom clothes during COVID. Right. March and April, nobody was, you know, showering or getting dressed up. And here you are, you know, the hit of the national news and trying to figure out, how am I going to, you know, have a camera feed from my living room to be across the nation? So that is so interesting how quickly it all transpired.
Yeah, it was really, really fast. and overwhelming. I finally, like now I'm starting to process it all a year later.
What were some of the parts of things that you wish you knew in that moment of time when you become an overnight press hit?
What are some of the things I wish I had known? I guess I stressed out a lot about, there was so much going on, and don't forget, I have three kids at home.
They don't have school, and all of a sudden are home.
They don't have school. Yeah. And I stressed out a lot about, managing everything, including like folding the laundry and making sure the kids ate. And I know those are kind of important, but this was more important. And I guess I wish I had let things slide a little bit more, because I would have been less stressed out. Just like let it go. Like my 14-year-old figured out how to make ramen noodles, and then he proceeded to make ramen noodles for like every meal for a week straight, 2 weeks straight while this was all happening. And I was like, it's still not nutritious. I'm like, I just need to let it go. So that would be one thing.
What a cool experience for the kids to watch. What was the reaction of your three children during this time, seeing mom, you know, go from being like a local photographer to being some press sensation?
Right. They kept saying, "Mom, you're so famous." Like I think they think it was pretty cool. I mean, my 5-year-old he didn't care, but my older two are 11 and they were 10 and 13 at the time, but still old enough to totally get it. And my daughter experienced it with me so much in the car, you know, visiting all the families. And then they saw me do all these interviews on TV and radio and over Zoom. And I think they thought it was pretty cool. And a lot of the teachers at school heard about it and would say things to them. And so I think they thought it was pretty cool to have a mom that was suddenly famous.
And where were some of the farthest places that photographers reached out and carried on your project? How far did it reach?
Oh my gosh. Unbelievable. When we first started to hear, I think it probably started, I heard from someone in Mexico, and then I heard from someone in England and Scotland, and then it kind of started to spread. And then we have a few people in Australia, and there was someone in South Africa. But at this point, I feel like it's more than I can even keep track of, because it's all over the place. And, even now, still, I see people doing like 1-year anniversary Front Steps project photos in other countries. And at this point, you know, we kept track for a really long time. It couldn't have been any more of a grassroots effort. It was me, of all hours of the day, on a Google spreadsheet, keeping track of all the photographers, how much they had raised, and, you know, totaling it up, 1 million, 2 million, 3.5. We stopped counting at 3.5 million. I'm sure it's more than that, but it's like, at some point, like, I have to go back to my life. I can't just do that all day and all night every day.
So at what point through the process did you end up getting the book deal?
So I believe they reached out to us sometime in the spring. It wasn't too far after we started, because what happened was there was a woman in California who participated, and she had her Front Steps photo taken. And then she also happened to be a graphic designer for a small publishing house, West Margin Press, which is a subsidiary of Ingram Content. And she said, this seems like it could make a really good photo book. And so she reached out to us initially, and we were totally surprised. Like, we did not expect this. And we had to really talk about whether or not we wanted to do it, because we realized how much work it was going to be. And we had already been stretched so thin that we weren't sure that we could handle it. Like, we were so exhausted at this point from just working so hard around the clock. And then we realized that we couldn't not do it. Like, this was our story. We had to be the ones to tell the story. And so we agreed to do it. And we spent the whole entire summer basically curating the images that would go into the book, and looking through thousands and thousands of images and figuring out the best way to tell the story of what happened.
That's beautiful. And how many books did you end up selling?
You know, I think the first printing was for just 6,000 books, and then they did make a second printing. So at this point, more than that. I can't say exactly how many I've sold.
I have one on my coffee table, so I do own the book, which I did purchase. You so nicely offered to give me one a while back, but I already got it. Don't worry. I pre-ordered. Now what is the next step with, you know, Front Step project?
As far as the Prince Steps project goes itself, I mean, that was really, I mean, let's hope we don't have another pandemic. This was a very specific project that was meant to bring people together during a time of isolation and raise money for our community. It was a small idea. We were trying to help out Needham. It exploded. It went all over the world. And we found out from the photographers how much we impacted each of their communities with this little idea. And it was an amazing thing. But it's not something we're going to keep doing. It was a one-time thing. I mean, it went on for about a year. Well, the actual photo taking only went on for a little while, but the whole project went on for about a year until the book came out. And now it's kind of back, trying to get back to work. You know, these photographers all donated their time, which was amazing, but they all need to go back to work. And so that's what we really encouraged all the photographers to do. And, you know, hopefully the families that they worked with will remember that they did this wonderful thing and, you know, come back to them and say, hey, I need family photos this year and I'd like to hire you. That really would be a wonderful thing to come out of this.
And how has business been for you since the project ended? And are you finding that, you know, as a photographer working with, you know, families in homes, is it back to normal? Are people welcoming you to shoot
it's
their
newborns or what happened?
It's getting there.
It's getting there. I've been into homes with masks on and really not touching any physical surfaces. And certainly with newborns, I don't touch and swaddle them anymore. I have become an extreme expert at posing people with my words only. Who would have known? Like, I was like a little bit of a learning curve when I would walk up to people's houses and have to direct them from a distance and say, no, move your left hand here, boy in red shirt. Like, I became really good at it. And so it's actually a skill that now I have. And I joke about it with my clients. I'm like, I'm an expert at this, posing with my words only, because I've been doing it through the pandemic. But I would say, yeah, in general, business is getting back to normal. The weather's getting really nice. And so people are really excited to take family photos. And it was my best year in business ever last year during the pandemic, because I think, you know, especially in my community, my name was out there a lot. So people were contacting me to have photos taken during the summer months, especially when the weather was nice outside. So it wasn't intentional. That this wasn't like a marketing thing. We weren't trying to do this to get new clients, but it ended up happening just because people were like, that was an amazing thing you did. Now I want to hire you. So it
Which
was really
the
nice.
Best way to get press, right? The best way to do a beautiful action and be rewarded in kind for, you know, the way that you showed up. So as you look at the next year, let's switch gears a little bit and just talk about photography in general. We've spent a lot of time this last month talking about branding, right? We had a branding expert on last week, and we talked a lot about the power of photography. And she was speaking about how when she designs websites, good photography can make or break the site experience. So when people are thinking about the power of beautiful pictures, of capturing moments for either their family or for their brand, what are a few things that you think make like a timeless photograph?
Well, I think it's really important, no matter what you're hiring a photographer for, is to make sure you're hiring someone who knows what they're doing. This might sound really obvious, but photography is definitely one of those things where you get what you pay for, and it's super important. If you're photographing something that's like a life moment, like a newborn baby, you can't ever get that back. And it would be sad to have a bunch of photos taken by somebody and they weren't technically good. So that's the first thing, is trying to figure out if the person has enough experience and knows how to take good photos. I think that photos are timeless when they're very authentic. And that's always what I strive for in my work, is I want you to look at the photo now or in a year or in 20 years and be able to be, I just got goosebumps, to like get right back to where you were and feel exactly how you felt when you were holding your baby or when your three-year-old was swinging up in your arms and giggling in your ear. And I want you to hear all those noises and feel the feelings when you look at the photo. It's like, how to photograph a feeling and do it in a technically accurate way, of course. So understanding light and understanding your equipment and knowing it like the back of your hand and all of those things, plus the authenticity of it, I think is really what makes great photography, whether you're talking about newborns, families, branding, maternity, whatever it is. Like, those are really some key things.
And that really matters, the connection I think the photographer has with the subjects, right? I mean, I know that for me, I don't love posing in front of the camera, but when somebody can disarm me enough and keep me relaxed and out of my head and being real, those are the best pictures you can ever get, right? They're the ones where you're just being you because you're not worried how you're posing or thinking about, does my arm look okay? Or do I like my outfit? And that's a real natural gift I think good photographers have, their ability to disarm people and make them feel relaxed.
Yeah, I think it's important to be able to connect with people of all different types, men, women, kids, adults. Like, it's, I think being a mom is instrumental in my success as a family photographer because I totally get it. Like, I know how to relate to kids and I know how moms worry about things and I know how dads aren't always super psyched to be there, you know, depending on the type of session that it is. And I can totally relate to that. And so I really, really try to keep it very relaxed. And I always frame it kind of like, we're just going to go hang out with a friend who happens to have a really nice camera and just try to keep it really, really like we're going for a walk at the park with a friend and we're going to have fun. We're going to stop in a couple different places. And I think making people feel comfortable is really important.
It is. So if people are in the Boston area and they're interested in booking you for a photographic shoot, can you tell everybody how to reach you? And also, where do you get the Front Steps Project book if you want to buy it?
Yeah, so the Front Steps Project book is available wherever books are sold, Amazon, bookshop.org. Even a lot of local bookstores have it because there are photographers all over the world that participated, especially in the United States, in a lot of different towns and cities that the book is available or your bookshop can order it. And then in terms of hiring me, you can find me on my website, carasulia.com, or on Instagram at carasulia or Facebook at carasulia.
That's Sulia, Soulia. We will link it in the show notes. And
Cara, yes, Cara with a C.
C-A-R-A. I have a lot of beautiful Caras in my life. And you do have to make sure to talk about the spelling because that can get confusing. But I think you and Kristen should be so proud of yourselves. What you did was amazing. It was super exciting to watch it unfold, know the local players, and see the coverage that went around the globe. And it was such a beautiful, it was like a bright light in a really dark time. And I think as we leave today, given that this is kind of the anniversary show of the last year of our lives, I wanted to spend just 1 to 2 minutes talking about, what do you think for you personally was the best gift of the quarantine?
Oh my gosh, the best gift of the quarantine. I got a puppy. I got a pandemic puppy. I don't know if that's my best gift, but I love her so much. And I've never had a dog before. And now I'm totally a dog person. That was by far like top three things that happened to us during a quarantine is I got a puppy. But I'd say professionally, all the public speaking I've had to do, you know, kind of didn't want to at first. I'll be honest with you. I was nervous, and it's such an important skill just to have in life, no matter what your job is, and kind of just trial by fire, like you've got to do it. And the more you do it, the better you get and the more comfortable you feel. So the amount of personal growth that I've had from this project as just in public speaking and confidence and just working with all different types of people and really realizing truly we are all just human beings doing the best we can, and to not be intimidated by certain situations because of who the person is that's interviewing me, because guess what, they're a mom with kids right outside the door too. And so to just not be afraid and to try to be brave as much as I can in life, because really amazing things can happen when you just take a chance on a little idea.
I think that is the perfect way to end. Think of our last year as a chance for all of us to be brave and to not know what the next chapter of the story will be. And just to know something beautiful is coming and take those confident steps forward, regardless of, you know, the chance to not know what will be behind the corner. So Kara, it was such a pleasure to have you on. I'm so proud of you, and it's been so fun to watch your journey and see the book. So everyone go out there and buy the Front Steps book. You're going to want it for years to come when we tell our grandchildren about what happened in the year 2020. So thank you so much and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Momentum Magnet. We're here every Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time to share inspiring comeback stories. We want to hear your reviews and love getting your subscriptions on iTunes and Spotify. For show notes and past episodes, visit MomentumMagnet.com. I'm Karen Morales, keynote speaker, writer, and founder and CEO of Marketing Magnet, a fast-growing marketing agency for purpose-driven companies. Whether you are a business needing an agency, or if you are looking for weekly tips to get ahead, sign up at marketing-magnet.com to receive our weekly inspiration on getting more in your life and business.